WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Without a deal in place on funding, the federal government will shut down tonight at midnight. Democrats trying to get more funding for Obamacare subsidies. Republicans refusing, and federal workers are stuck in the middle. Again, says American Federation of Government Employees President Mark Cochran.
You're just getting kicked in the teeth left and right all the time from, you know, the government that you've spent your life dedicated to. It gets tiring after a while. So it's hard. It really is.
The 20-point Gaza peace plan put forth by President Trump has the support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and much of the international community. Hamas, however, still has not weighed in. Today is that big meeting between President Trump, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and top generals and admirals from around the world. The officers have not been told what the meeting is about. And the $7,500 government tax credit for buying an EV runs out today. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Another person has announced they're running for governor, meaning the field of Democrats has gotten more crowded. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Missy Hughes announced this morning she's running for governor. Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing, I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land. Then Governor Evers appointed me to lead our state's economic development agency.
The field of Democrats running just keeps growing, and now we can add Hughes to the list, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kel DeRoys, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. On Tuesday, the agency reported that flu activity was minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity like COVID-19 is growing. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to help prevent further spread. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by the executive director of Block, Angela Lang. We discuss the current state of the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Tuesday morning, September 30th, 2025. We've just about run out of September here. But it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or by podcast or on social media and so forth. Thanks for starting your day right here. I've got a question for you. Does today feel normal to you? I think I already know your answer, but here's the thing. After today, in hindsight, today will feel like the last normal day for a while. And I wish I weren't the bearer of news like that, but there's probably going to be a government shutdown tonight, and it's going to affect many more people than you might think, and it's going to affect more and more people as the days go on. And so we'll talk about why this is happening, who's making it happen, and where we go from here coming up as part of our conversations this morning. That will include a conversation with Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom, who is our correspondent up on Capitol Hill. So we'll get a live report from Washington, D.C. Coming up after the 7 o'clock news and find out what happened in talks yesterday between President Trump and congressional leaders. And again, where we go from here, which is kind of a mystery given that it's happening because of people who really want it to happen. We will also talk about Wisconsin political matters, of course, with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. So we'll have Dan along as well. That'll be about 8:30. Did I say a little after 7 for Cam? I meant a little after 8. It's the Cam and Dan show here on our Tuesday mornings across the network. So we've got them coming up. We'll talk to State Representative Angela Stroud as well as part of our Way Up North segment. She represents the district up out of Ashland, and she did a video interview recently for Spectrum News all about some of her background and why run for office and all of that. And it might be the first time we've ever had in the Wisconsin legislature a sociologist by training whose favorite movie is Spaceballs. So we'll definitely explore the lighter side of serving in the legislature and in Wisconsin politics as well. Now, look, along the way, you can always text us your comments or questions. You can use that Civic Media app, use the text feature on there or the voice note feature to send us a little message, or you can get into the comment sections on YouTube or Facebook. So if you're listening on the radio and want to watch what we do and put in a comment that way, head to the Up North News Facebook or YouTube pages or the Civic Media Facebook or YouTube pages and let us know your thoughts on the day. You can also just send us an old-fashioned email. That address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. I haven't put out just a plain old solicitation lately to just get in the comment sections or send us an email and just tell us where you're listening from. We were talking about that yesterday about, you know, every so often you've got to do like for the newsletters, you know, like a reader survey and say, hey, where are you? and what do you like and what do you don't like, and give us your 2 cents. And those get taken very seriously, by the way, so we do appreciate them. If they are sent by email, I'm going to see them first. If they're in the comment sections, Parker and I will see them. He also sees all the text messages Parker Olson does as we head down to Madison Studio to A2 to see his setup down there. What you see on social media, he's looking right at you right now. You are looking at us, aren't you? There he is. Yep. Boy, that is a camera, I'll tell you.
It's not good.
But he's also
it?
He's looking into a bank of monitors. It's like he's at a sports bar. There's like at least 4 monitors there that he's staring into, monitoring at all times like he's an air traffic controller. It includes the text messages and the emails and all the audio that's coming in across the global Civic Media radio network. And somehow he finds time to pay attention to what I'm saying as well.
Yeah, a little bit. Now you mentioned the sports bar thing. I never thought of that. This would be awesome little setup to watch.
Wouldn't it be funny? Walk in some Saturday and there's Parker with his feet up on the console and he's got the Badger game over here and he's got this over there.
Plate of wings.
Some white water and some wings from, it smells like somebody was warming up something in the radio station microwave again. Yes. So
that's a really good idea. I do park here fairly frequently during the weekends because I have a buddy that lives so close to here. I just park here. So
sure.
Maybe we just come in here instead of going to his place sometime.
You could do worse, especially if you BYOB, because I know how much they charge for drinks and food at some of those bars up and down Water Street. So,
yep.
Speaking of which, bring in your own, because I went to the Brewers game last Saturday with my buddy.
Yeah.
And he loves to bring in his own snacks, which you can do. You have to have a clear bag.
Yeah.
And you can bring in your own, brings in his own peanuts and maybe some candy or something like that, which worked out great because we sat next to a couple of kids, like a couple of 9 or 10 year old boys. And they just thought it was the coolest that this guy was sharing his stuff with them, and I'm like, Kevin's making friends and I'm over here watching the baseball game. But and the same goes for like movie theater. Some people love to bring in their own stuff because, movie theater candy and everything is, shall we say, not inexpensive.
Yeah. That's fair.
And yet I've never been one to like bring my own stuff in. I'm like, if I'm going to something, I want like the full experience. So I got get a brat at the ballpark and get my things there. Are you more of a bring your own person?
I think the one time I brought something in was when we just happened to be there the same day as like one of our buddies, like grandparents or something. And we met up with them and they gave us stuff to bring in. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm like you. I want the experience. I want the hot dogs. I want the beers, all that stuff from the ballpark.
Yep. And that's, I'm not begrudging anybody. I just think about that. It's one more thing that I would have to think about packing. And
that's true.
That was illustrated during the game when at one point my friend went into his bag to bring out some candy and I could see how mushy it was. And I was like, did you really think it was a good idea to pack chocolate covered peanuts on a warm day?
I was envisioning like M&Ms or something.
Yes,
like,
something like that. Anyway, so that went into the freezer when we got home, and it turned out to be, later on it was like one of those chocolate covered salted nut rolls or something like that. Yeah, so
I guess
see, that's how these things get invented. There will be opportunities later for people to bring stuff to the ball game, just not for the next few days because the Brewers are off getting set for the National League Division Series, where they will host either the Cubs or the Padres starting Saturday. And that Cubs Padres series gets going this afternoon. In fact, it'll be afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, and if necessary, Thursday afternoon, best of 3 at Wrigley Field between the Cubs and the Padres. Is that because of your working hours and everything, you could take time to just put yourself into that game? Will you be paying close attention to the Cubs-Padres series?
Maybe not today, but certainly tomorrow, because just the makeup of my day.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I would like to have a little bit more of an idea of what exactly we're facing So certainly we'll be watching tomorrow.
Well, that's why I said, if you even want to know what we're facing, or just wait till Saturday and see, because if you're watching them, you know, does it just make you nervous? Like, oh, we have to face this guy. Or
yeah, well, I'm not sure I'm going to see on Saturday, actually. Depending on what time. I'm not sure I'm going to see on Saturday, depending on what time it is. Because I might be at a football game. So.
Oh, yeah. The TV schedule is like all over the place for the baseball games. They haven't plugged the games in yet, of course, because you don't know which teams will be still alive on Saturday. But, I mean, you could conceivably see like a 1 p.m. game, you know, on Saturday and a 9 p.m. game on Monday. I mean, it's not likely, but it's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
So you have to be prepared for whatever it is that the networks decide that you want to see. And so we'll just have to wait until that happens. We will not have to worry about the Packers because they are in a bye week. So they are off until a week from Sunday, October 12th, at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then the Badgers get back in action this Saturday at Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. Pre-game will start at 9 o'clock, and then the funeral itself will begin at 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm sorry, I'm burying the Badger football team already. And don't get me wrong, we would all love to pull out a victory.
Yeah,
it's just that, you know, doesn't set you up for a lot of confidence.
No, they're very dull. There haven't been any real flashes in the pan to make you think, I don't see. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. The Badger women's volleyball team, they swept Iowa on Sunday, so they're 9-1 now, and they will next host Illinois this Thursday evening at the Fieldhouse.
Nice. I like it. I gotta watch more.
What did I just hear Mike Clemens say? That Giannis...
Giannis has COVID. He's quarantining in Greece, so he's not he wasn't.
So that's why he wasn't at the Bucks media day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look, I have every reason to believe him. I just also have every reason to think that if I had the ability to say, I've got to stay in Greece, I'm sick, I might do that. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. That's probably fair.
Yep. Let's see. We asked about whether today feels like a normal day. Sharon puts on Facebook, no, America feels kind of frightening to me right now. Yes, maybe. Alicia's hoping that maybe the Packers can clean up their act over the bye week. Yes, true. I think Leaf wanted to be rebellious here on YouTube, saying no one cares what the program director of a linear broadcast network thinks about scheduling anymore. We just stream what we want. But then I think he had a change of heart and went, well, sports may be different. Yeah. I mean, everything else we can kind of stream when we want. We'll watch the show when we want to watch the show. But if you want to watch the thing live,
sports are quite possibly the only thing that you need to watch live.
Yeah, I would agree. Because even like, say, award shows and some of those other big events. I mean, if you don't mind the spoilers, you can catch them, a little bit later.
Yeah.
So I like the streaming. It's just that I've always been kind of a cable person. I've been a customer of my local cable company here for 30 years.
Okay.
Even though the internet keeps going out every so often.
Tell me about it.
So yesterday when it went out again, and on the little modem right over here on the side of my desk, the little light that says online is usually a very steady blue, but now it does this little blue to white, which is your sign that you're offline.
Yeah. My favorite thing about our router is that it doesn't say that we're offline, even though nothing works.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I don't want, a little blue to white thing. I want it to like ring a bell or, moo, or a little computerized voice saying,
hey,
you have no service. Hey, I'm broken. Because then you get online with the cable company. And of course, you first have to chat with a robot. And it says, did you unplug this? Then wait 2 minutes. And did you wait 2 minutes and plug this back in? Even though you've done this a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go through all the things with the robot before they finally go, oh, we'll send a technician out tomorrow.
Pat, did you know that FanDuel doesn't have people?
It's unbelievable.
It's just a text line. There isn't a phone line.
And I just have no patience for that. I mean, humans, if you want my business, You got to have humans. I don't feel like that is too much to ask. Coming up in just a bit, we will have the latest on the shutdown showdown on what may be the last full day before the federal government goes through a big ordeal that it does not have to go through. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend a part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Just about 6:23 right now, and you're saying, oh, is this where he plugs the Up North News Daily newsletter again at upnorthnewswi.com? No, nope, not this time, because Civic Media has a new daily newsletter, and it is chock full of highlights, links, and more. Sign up for it at civicmediatoday.substack.com. That's civicmediatoday.substack.com to get that. You never know, Parker, where the comments are going to go sometimes from folks. And we do appreciate the comments on YouTube and Facebook and all that. As far as live TV goes, Alicia puts on YouTube, no, you have to watch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow live. Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I got to be here anyway. So, and then this one that I wasn't sure where this was going at first, from Leaf, who says about our sports coverage. There is a stretch of the Amazon River way upstream where there's a bit of limestone the river has over the millennia worn deep caves into those banks. Some go back a mile or more. There's a species of fish that has evolved back there that has absolutely no eyes, no sensitivity to light whatsoever. These fish care more about baseball than me. Thank you, Lee. Very well done. And noted. So perhaps it is that we get back to covering some of the news. And for covering the news, yes, that brings me to our weekly newsletter where we talk about our question of the week. Yep, king of the pivots right here. And it's called Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You head to upnorthnewswi.com. click subscribe in the top banner. And the question of the week this week is again about a potential government shutdown. And this time around, it's, you know, who's going to blink? Is it going to be Democrats because of the hardship that's about to be imposed on the American people? Is it that Trump caves, you know, because taco, Trump always chickens out. It happened the last time that he tried a government shutdown in his first term. He'll look for some reason to claim victory even as he caves in. And then the third option I gave was that there's actually kind of a revolt against President Trump, that congressional Republicans and Democrats hammer out a deal on their own, that Trump vetoes it, and that congressional Republicans join Democrats. They override the veto and greatly diminish Trump's hold over Congress. I don't know that it's likely, but it's a possibility. And a lot of people so far in the early responses have been hoping for that. So we'll see. We'll see what your thoughts are as well. And again, for that, sign up for our newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. So as far as a potential shutdown goes, there was a meeting at the White House yesterday with the president and Republican and Democratic leaders. And again, there was no deal reached because Republicans don't want a deal. They made massive cuts to healthcare in two different ways that I'll explain in a moment. And now they have to pass a full budget, not just a short-term little spending and tax package like the big bloated boondoggle from, you know, earlier this year. This is like an entire federal budget. And Republicans have majorities, but they can't agree among themselves what to pass. And so they're probably going to need Democratic votes unless they finally get their act together. Spoiler alert, they will not get their act together. They're going to need Democratic votes. So they're out here saying, and you can hear it, saying, we want to pass a clean CR, and Democrats want the shutdown because they won't join us in passing a clean CR. What's a CR? CR is a continuing resolution. In other words, kicking the can again. Do you know how long it's been since we've had an actual federal budget that was done through the normal process, passed into law? Yeah, it was when Democrats were controlling Congress. Since Republicans came on board, it's been nothing but chaos because they've had these thin majorities where it only takes a couple of people to basically take away your majority. And that's what Republicans have. You have some who are a bit moderate going, maybe we shouldn't take away all this health care. Our constituents might not like it. You have some who are so far to the right that won't vote for anything that doesn't essentially shut down the government full time. They want so much in spending cuts, and they've just said they won't vote for anything because it's so much easier to vote no than it is to actually, you know, talk, negotiate, compromise, do your job. And so that's where you work the parties together. And parties have worked together forever to talk among themselves the way that we all would have to in the workplace and craft something, even if it's just a continuing resolution. But you could actually pass a budget bill too, except that Republicans say, well, we're not going to actually negotiate with Democrats. We're going to try to guilt you in to voting with us on this so-called clean CR and tell you how terrible this shutdown is going to be. To which Democrats are saying, yeah, we know. We know shutdowns are bad. That's why typically we don't go along with this. But your last thing, the big bloated boondoggle, was so harmful with the two different types of healthcare cuts that we're not going along with this until you restore some of those cuts. And it can go one of two ways. Now, one would be the so-called enhanced tax credits for the Affordable Care Act. In other words, all kinds of Americans are about to see their health insurance premiums go up sharply because policies that they buy through the Affordable Care Act marketplace, those are partially subsidized. That's what makes the Affordable Care Act affordable, that some of what we pull together for our tax dollars is used so that we can all afford health insurance. The other, of course, is the massive cuts to Medicaid that conveniently won't be coming until after the midterms, and so people won't really feel much of that pain, but it's coming. And Democrats are saying, look, you want our votes? You got to give back some of that in one area or the other. Giving back the enhanced tax credits should be a no-brainer because, again, the Affordable Care Act is at its heart a conservative healthcare plan, because you're buying private insurance. You're just getting a little taxpayer help through a subsidy to get it. But of course, now that it's got the Obama name on it, they don't like it, Obamacare. It would be the easy thing to do, but it's easier for them to just say no and have a shutdown. And that's what we're facing for the foreseeable future. We'll tell you about the big cartoon that premiered on network TV this day 65 years ago after the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pat.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
You may think that World Dairy Expo is a show only for people that are in the dairy industry or involved in cows. Well, you might want to think again. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I'll give everybody a reason why they may want to attend World Dairy Expo. That's up next.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
It is a tradition that everybody can enjoy at World Dairy Expo, the grilled cheese sandwich. The UW-Madison Badger Dairy Club is largely responsible for the grilled cheese stand at World Dairy Expo. Grace Manziel is heading up the effort this year on behalf of Badger Dairy Club. She's from Roberts, Wisconsin. She's currently a biological systems engineering student on campus, and she's ready for volume this week.
We are estimating to sell about 20,000 grilled cheeses throughout this week. It takes about 15 people at our peak time. As you can see, this morning we're running a little short. So, you know, sometimes we have one person on four griddles and we're making it work. But our crew here is really good about jumping in and helping out and making sure that everything gets done. So it's awesome.
Yes, it is. That's Grace Manziel from Roberts, Wisconsin, a student on the UW-Madison campus and a member of the Badger Dairy Club that will be the energy behind the more than 20,000 grilled cheese sandwiches they'll be selling. They also expect to kick out somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 chocolate shakes.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
It's going to be a tough decision for a lot of Wisconsin farmers to decide if they want to attend World Dairy Expo with the beautiful weather we're enjoying. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says 66% of our corn silage has been harvested and 4% of our corn for grain is already harvested. About 6% of our soybeans have already been combined. 72% of our potatoes have been harvested. So there's still some work to be done when it comes to the harvest of 2025. We'll see you at World Dairy Expo. That's a quick update on Food and Fiber News on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy, warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Matt and Air on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes. 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man. Yeah.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, getting to know another candidate for the Wisconsin governor's race. State Senator Kelda Royes joins us in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome to today's history lesson for this September 30th. It was on September 30th, 65 years ago today, 1960, that the Flintstones premiered on ABC. And I think a lot of folks are kind of surprised when they hear about the Flintstones, the Jets, and some of these old-time, you know, cartoon series. That, yeah, those were actually network shows. You know, think about The Simpsons. How long has The Simpsons been on now? And actually, for the longest time before The Simpsons, there were no like primetime cartoon shows. It was like, oh no, cartoons, those are for kids. But no, in the early days of TV, you saw things like that, including that modern Stone Age family, the Flintstones, premiering this day in 1960.
I wonder,
do you have any experience watching the Flintstones?
Oh, I don't.
Or are they only like a vitamin to you, those little Flintstone chewables?
They're mainly a vitamin. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not too familiar with the screen version of the Flintstones.
Yeah, that's okay. It's, you know, again, it was entertaining for us as kids. And then you go back at it now with its, shall we say, some would say old fashioned values. Some would say, thank goodness we've evolved.
Yeah.
From what some of those, some I'm the man. So this is how it's going to be. You know, it's a very loosely based on Jackie Gleason's The Honeymooners. Again, funny stuff. Not all of it stands the test of time.
Not everything always ages well, which is something that I think a lot of people need to remember.
Yes, please, please remember that. Happy birthday to Fifth Dimension singer Marilyn McCoo, who is 82 years old today. Marilyn McCoo really does have one of my favorite singing voices out there. And again, happy birthday to her. Still apparently performing along with Billy Davis Jr., her husband, also from the Fifth Dimension. On this day in 1939, the first televised football game was on NBC. Again, this day in 1939. On this day, one more sports theme. 1981 was the last Minnesota Twins baseball game at Metropolitan Stadium. And if you'd never been to the Met, just think of Old County Stadium. The two were rather similar,
yeah.
And you know, just your fine classic ballpark before we turned all of these sports venues into mini amusement parks.
You ever think about that though? At how somehow, especially for football, not so much for baseball because there's some leniency with what you can do in baseball, mm-hmm. but in football, it's everything. It's all 100 yards by whatever 50 some odd yards.
Right. Yep.
All of them look so different. It's kind of a marvel that they have as much variety as they do for being the exact same thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, each one, it's like I said, it's its own little development and putting the things in that they want. And of course, then charging you an arm and a leg. Although Jim in Brookfield on the text line takes note that says, good morning, Pat. When I went to the Brewers Cubs game using the four Civic Media seats that he won, one of our friends brought in a clear bag of snacks as a backup. He then spent a good chunk of change on a bowl of jambalaya that he spilled when a foul ball came our way.
Oh.
So I guess it pays to bring some snacks. First off, jambalaya is right to your point of every park, there's a little something different in there.
Yeah, really?
You're going to get jambalaya at a baseball game? But also, maybe bringing some of your own as a backup isn't a bad thing, as long as it's not, say, chocolate-covered peanuts, you know? Happy birthday to Johnny Mathis. The singer turns 90 years old today.
Yes, it's over. Call it a day.
Sorry that it had to end this way.
Happy birthday to Phish frontman Trey Anastasio, who is 61 years old today. Record producer, singer-songwriter T-Pain is 41 years old today. Happy birthday to singer Patrice Rushen. She is 71 and had this single back in 1982. Actress Angie Dickinson is 94 years old today. Policewoman. She had that groundbreaking show that showed that women could be cops too, and tough ones at that. And while we're feeling old about old TV stars, Greg Brady from The Brady Bunch, actor Barry Williams, is 71 years old today. And from The Nanny, Fran Drescher, she is 68 years old today. The number one hit this day in 1978 was by the band Exile.
I wanna kiss you all over.
On this day in 1989, Bette Midler was awarded $400,000 in a lawsuit against the Ford Motor Company, which had her former backup singer singing one of Bette Midler's hits in a 1985 commercial for the Mercury Sable.
Now there's a car that just asks to be driven.
Now, I was sure that was Bette Midler back when that commercial was running, because I love that song from Bette Midler, Do You Want to Dance? No, it was a backup singer. And the verdict meant that companies could no longer purposely imitate the vocals of a famous singer in commercials without their consent. Although maybe they do it now, because what do we call it? We call it sampling. It's sampling. We're sampling, you know? No, it's plagiarism.
The other day, I was listening to, I cannot remember what the song is. But it's way older than Jump Around is. But it's got that sample at the beginning of the song.
And look, there's nothing wrong with the sample. We just played Patrice Rushen, Forget Me Nots. And I'm sure some people right away jumped on Will Smith, Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
It's based off of that. And again, if you're upfront about that, if you're giving partial songwriting credit, for example, that's okay. It's just that over the years, people and record companies have learned, you know, you can't just pilfer this and say, oh, we're paying tribute to this artist. No, you actually have to give them credit.
You should probably credit them and pay them. And, you know.
Yeah. Here's a song that's been sampled a time or two and maybe borrowed from somebody else. The Mariah Carey tune Fantasy became just the second single to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. This day in 1995. I forgot to go past all of the ahs and woos and woos. She'll be here in just a moment, folks. She's got to warm up. There we go. So yeah, again, this day, 30 years ago today, Mariah Carey's Fantasy, just the second single ever to debut at number one. The first was Michael Jackson's You Are Not Alone, and Fantasy would be the number one song for 8 weeks. This is the one-year anniversary of the United Kingdom becoming the first major economy to give up coal and ceased operations at the last coal-fired power station in the United Kingdom. That was 1 year ago today. And yet yesterday, the president of the United States announced a huge, very expensive new effort to give rebirth to the coal industry in the United States. Because apparently y'all need to shovel coal into your furnaces the way that our great-grandparents did back in the day. We'll talk more about that tomorrow with Melissa Baldoff in our climate check. We talked to author Laura Bird about this yesterday, that today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which honors victims and survivors of residential schools for Indigenous children. She had a great segment on books that were related to it. You could maybe go through your podcast or over to the Civic Media website and listen back to Laura's 8:30 appearance yesterday about some of the books that can tell you more about this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation about Indian boarding schools. And on this day in 1997, Australia had a gun buyback program after there had been a mass shooting that killed 35 people. This outraged the public. The mass shooting, not the gun buyback. That's what would happen here in this country if we tried that. But Australia did the gun buyback because they were outraged about the mass shooting. All told, more than 640,000 firearms were collected and destroyed, and people were paid for turning in their guns. And there has never been a mass shooting of that caliber since. And again, in the 28 years since then, only 3 shootings with 5 deaths or more, because again, they understand it's the guns. Let's look at today's National Day calendar. This is National Chewing Gum Day, which I don't anymore, but
no, not
that's
much.
More of an age of, you know, your dentist says, yeah, you really shouldn't do that.
And oh, you believe him. Is that a time of
well, you,
life
you
that
get
happens?
Enough dental work done and you just go, yeah, I don't want to be the one showing up at the dentist's office going, yeah, I was chewing some gum and blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah.
No. Were you much of a bubble blower back in the day?
I had braces, so I didn't really get to chew gum at all.
Yeah. Oh, we're just both wet blankets here on National Chewing Gum Day, so never mind. It is Orange Shirt Day, again, about the Indigenous boarding schools that we talked about earlier. This is National Pet Tricks Day. Did you ever have a pet that did tricks?
I have a pet who I think his best trick is managing to coax treats out of us.
Oh, that is a good trick.
That's
yes.
a pretty good yeah. trick. If I was a yep. dog, that would be my number one trick as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a lab for 14 years, and she had this great trick of, you know, vomiting in places where you didn't expect and had to have trouble cleaning up.
That was
her trick. Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
And this is International Podcast Day. So
a reminder that you can listen
by
to this
podcast,
show.
Yeah, yes, by all means, head over to Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and sign up for this show and for the Todd Alba Show and the Kristen Lierley Show and Matt and Air on Air, Maggie Dawn, all of it. Just today for International Podcast Day, go to Spotify or one of these places, sign up for all the shows.
Yeah.
You can cancel them tomorrow, but for International Podcast Day, you kind of have to. It's
you have
like,
to.
A requirement.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in the rules of listening to this show.
Yes. Parker has some entertainment news, and there was some big news made yesterday about the big football game that happens every January, early February here. And it was an announcement that did not make everybody happy, you know, unless you like music, then it made you happy. Right, Parker?
It was one of those things that you kind of post the one meme about all the old white guys go, ew.
Yes.
We're talking about Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny has been announced as the performer for the Super Bowl halftime show, which is actually means that he's been avoiding the U.S. On his tour because he has said that he's worried about ICE raids at a concert venue. So he's breaking that to come and perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. The biggest show in America, dare I say.
The biggest, yes. And MAGA World lost their damn minds yesterday because, again, somebody who's been critical of, you know, rounding up people based on what they look like is now coming into the U.S. to do one concert, the big one. And of course, you know, the posts that were put up by conservatives are just crazy. Like, you know, here's Robbie Starbuck, a conservative filmmaker. Does this guy really scream American football to anyone? Be for real. No one thinks he does. It's not about music. It's about putting a guy on stage who hates Trump and MAGA. No, it actually is about music. He's one of the most popular musicians out there.
It's specifically
very
about music.
Good.
It's never been about football.
Yeah. And when you say, does this scream American football? We know what you're saying, buddy. Well, we get it. And it's just fun to have watched, somebody of, I believe, Puerto Rican descent. Yeah. Puerto Rican artist get this gig and have you go, oh, not Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is part of the United States. They're American, same as you and me, and should deserve to be up there because unlike a lot of these other folks, this guy has talent. We'll be back. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew,
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The midterm gerrymandering arms race is on, with the current balance of power in the U.S. Congress, 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats. Red states Texas and Missouri have finished manipulating their congressional maps. What states are next? Heeding President Donald Trump's call to gerrymander more GOP seats, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed the legislature's new congressional map September 28th, splitting a Kansas City district to likely gain one more congressional seat for the GOP. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a plan August 29th, gerrymandering five GOP seats. A Democratic plan in California awaits a referendum in November. September 23rd, Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly called for meetings around the state to hear public testimony on mid-decade redistricting and avoided calling a special session. Meanwhile, the GOP, with its supermajority in the state House and Senate, needs signatures from two-thirds of the legislature to call a special session for itself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in August that redistricting would be, quote, appropriate, but there's been no concrete action thus far. Ohio's redistricting committee met September 24th, ahead of a September 30th deadline. Governors Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire and Kay Ivey in Alabama have said they do not support reopening the redistricting process. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Henricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
We're talking about the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. We have its president, Christy Adsett, in the studio with us, and Treasurer John Eddington as well. So we'll talk about some of the things that have happened and also some of the things coming up here as we close out 2025 and near October. Well, good morning, Christy. How did the wine walk go on Friday night?
The wine walk was awesome. We had wonderful weather. It was beautiful. The theme was suits and sequins, so we had a lot of people running around in some very sequined outfits, guys and girls, and a lot of suits. Everyone that I've talked to, business-wise and participants, really enjoyed it, had a lot of fun. They liked the idea of the trivia part. They liked the idea of, you know, where they had to get their game piece stamped. We made it kind of like a board game this time. And there was a lot of good interaction with business owners and individuals, which is what we were looking for. And it was just a really good night. It was a lot of fun.
How did the trivia aspect of that work?
So they had Ken Thede had worked with us, and he had gone around, to the businesses that were participants and asked them if they had he helped them contrive two questions regarding their business. So like for my store, Sunnyside, it was, you know, what business was in this building back in the 70s and 80s, which was Empire Drugstore or Rexall Drugstore. Well, that was one of them. And then people had the trivia sheet, business owners had the trivia sheet, and then they would go around and on the back of their map, they could answer that. They could, that's where the interaction part came in. They could ask the owners, they could ask whoever, you know, if they needed help with those questions. And so that was kind of a talking point to get people start talking, maybe asking questions about the business, what they sold, making it more personable experience.
That's an excellent idea, because I was thinking as you're talking about that, I'm like, well, they can't Google that. Somebody that's young, they're not going to figure that out. But it brought up a conversation there.
Exactly. And that's the big difference. You know, I mean, when you talk about, you know, dying downtowns or dying retail, you know, I mean, what is the one thing retail, local retail can do that Amazon cannot? Be personable and give that connection, that personal connection. So, you know, yeah, so down the road when your kids need somebody to sponsor their soccer team, you don't feel so guilty about going in and asking that business owner, because you have been a loyal participant in that business. So those are all, it's all good connections. Customer service is huge, you know what I mean? And so that's a really good start to that, you know, getting that connection and to go on to give good customer service. And normally you'll get the loyal customers in the end.
I don't think you could have had any better weather for the wine.
Oh, that was beautiful. I mean, you could walk around short sleeves all night, and it was just wonderful out. So yeah.
Perfect. So then that went well, and what's the next big outing? Do you have some things to do with this weekend's Color Fest?
Color Fest, we just normally kind of help Marty, Richland Tourism, with that. He's got the parade going Saturday night. We encourage businesses to, you know, decorate and things like that downtown, but the big thing is the parade, and I know like Oakwood has their open house, and Wheels of Time is on this weekend too. So it's just, you know, the parade is a huge thing, and then it's homecoming this weekend too for Richland Center. So downtown will be very busy with two parades in 2 days.
Yeah, right. That doesn't happen. It happened last year. It did last year.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen every year.
No,
but
no. It seems like it's an ongoing theme lately. So,
but it has to go along with the home football game at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it will be fun. It'll be busy this weekend, and so far we're reading a good forecast for
you
again.
Yes, that
too.
Sounds like it's supposed to be good weather.
We'll
so
keep
that's
doing
a good
that.
Thing. Yes.
John Eddington is here as well. John, you're the treasurer. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Well, I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin on a dairy farm with the family, a long time, long multi-generational farm. My family and I live on a farm also. We do finish steers, and we have a Christmas tree farm that we started. So eventually we'll be selling Christmas trees and hosting that event every Christmas period. My wife's a professor at UW-Madison, and I work for Community First Bank as a loan officer.
Awesome. How's the year been for Christmas trees? Has it been kind of dry?
Actually, we had a really good spring for all the new plantings, and it looks like we're going to have really good quality trees this year.
With Community First Bank, a member of the chamber, why is it important to be a member of the Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, do you feel?
Just to be involved with the community, give back to the community, and you know, make sure that we're out there doing what we can to better the events for the individuals, for the people in town and in Richland County.
And you've been involved with the chamber now for a little while, have you, personally?
Yep. It's been about a year. So it's a two-year stint, and we look to continue to contribute to the community.
If a business owner comes to you, John, and says, why do you think, what are the benefits? Why should I be a member? What would you respond to?
Well, they get recognition within our website. Also, we bring them in like the Wine Walk. We have members that we're hosting the Wine Walk. So their business was highlighted. People were entering in those businesses and to meet the owners, understand what the business does. And as Chrissy said earlier, you know, there's two trivia questions to help also understand the business more.
I'm guessing there could be a lot of trivia around the warehouse lounge, right? They probably didn't have any trouble coming up with something, did they?
I agree. So,
and that is open now, right, on Friday nights?
The 80 German Lounge is now open.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about that? Anything in particular, anything special coming up this fall there?
Great. It's a great place to go with your friends and relax and just unwind for the day and have a little beverage and great conversation.
Mm-hmm. They're going to do some, I believe, some night markets coming up in October and November. I think December, too. They're going to do two or three of those, I know, this fall. And the chamber's helping with them, helping kind of with organization of that, getting some, you know, putting the word out for vendors and things like that, so...
And it won't be long. They'll be doing the Halloween scare as well, right?
Well, that's going to be a dance or something this year, I think they're doing. So I just saw it on Facebook, but it's always a lot of fun. They get a lot of people to participate in that.
They do, like a scary rave or something.
Yeah, that was the name. I couldn't think of the name. Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
That should be fun. You have some After 5 events, John, this year. And could you talk about the next one?
Coming up is Edward Jones's Business After 5. Katie's hosting that.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia without knowing the reason. Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos, but beyond that, very little is known.
The federal government appears on the road to a shutdown. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight tonight is the deadline. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. And Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill likely out for the rest of the year after suffering a dislocated left knee.